Good morning. It is now time for a Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, my favorite time of year, I have got Mark in the studios this morning to talk about the 35th annual Helper Christmas Town. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing so good. Mark, 35th annual. That's insane to me.
It's just insane to me, too. Like, Brenda Dieter and I have been involved with it for, like, 26 years. Well, pretty much the whole time we've volunteered in some way, shape, or form, but we've been involved with planning it for over 26 years, and it's just insane. It feels like yesterday we just started doing it.
Well, and I was just thinking about it, and, you know, I bring you in the studios every single year to talk about it, and it dawned on me yesterday that, holy cow, it's almost here. And we do this every single year because it just... It's like you plan it every single year, and then all of a sudden, it's here. Boom.
It just happens. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, I have a week to put on a parade and everything else. But we have lots of events that come up to that parade. But yeah, it's just crazy how time flies, and it just comes on our front door right easily.
Absolutely. So the craft fair's done and over with. Such a huge success. Holy cow. I was in Helper on Saturday during the craft fair. And oh my gosh, I was with a couple and they said, what is going on in this town today? This place is packed. And I said, it's the craft fair. Duh. It's every year. This place is crazy.
Yeah, we have a guy that lives here partially in Helper, and he went to the craft fair and he said he went last year. He thought this year was just bigger. He's like, I don't know what you guys did, but there was so many people in there. He's like, you could barely move around the tables and everything, which was good for the vendors. You know,
yeah. So. Absolutely. Huge, huge event, which is always so great to see. And I love the fact that it's not just a craft fair. Yes, you're going to be able to go and purchase Christmas gifts and crafts and homemade items, but you can get baked goods and food. Plus, there's always live entertainment on the stage. So it's always such an incredible event. Now, coming up Friday, right after Thanksgiving, Lights On Ceremony.
Lights On Ceremony at 6 p.m. We'll start at the Rio Theater and do our traditional walk up in the dark on down Helper Main Street up to the Helper Park. And we'll have a little small program on the stage. And after that, we'll have Helper's first opportunity to come visit with Santa. So
love
Santa
that.
Will be in town. We've got him scheduled.
And that's so much fun. And I think that it is such a great way because we all have family that come in town for Thanksgiving that might not be able to be here for the actual light parade. But what a great way to kind of kick off the holiday spirit and just kind of bring that feeling of Christmas. Thanksgiving's done and over with. So the next day, bring the whole family down to Helper Main Street. Let them experience the magic of Christmas in Utah's Christmas town during the Lights On Ceremony. It is so magical.
Yep, it's perfect for all those people that want to hold off for Christmas until after Thanksgiving. Well, the day after is after Thanksgiving, and you can come start your Christmas celebration. And Santa, we've been doing it outside. COVID made us change things, and we had to do it outside that year. And let me tell you what, like, we've continued doing it outside. It's just magical out in the cold, and, you know, Santa's perfect environment of the North Pole. It's nice and chilly outside, and all the kids are excited to see him, and we just do it right there in the park.
Yeah, and you're bundled up. It's fun. It's a whole different kind of atmosphere. So then we bring on one of the next events, which I think is, you know, you kind of bring it down a notch, but the magical feeling that you get and just the warm-heartedness of Christmas, tenfold. The Luminary Memorial is just, it's one of a kind. If you've never been there, if you've never experienced it, trust me, this year, go. Do it for the first time if you've never done it. The Luminary Memorial, tell me about that, Mark. It's a one-of-a-kind event.
It's Wednesday, December the 4th, and we start at 6:30 p.m., and I don't know how to explain it. You just have to be there to experience it, but, you know, what a great time to just take some time out of your day and out of the busy holiday season to go remember the loved ones that are no longer with us, and it can get really emotional, but it's just this great sense of community, everybody comforting each other. And, you know, everyone that's experienced a loss, you know, has those same feelings. And it's just a great place for everybody to come together and support each other.
Right. And you don't have to have a loved one buried at the Helper City Cemetery. Everyone is welcome to come. And no matter where your loved one is buried, it doesn't matter even if they're in the state of Utah. Everyone comes together at one central location. There's the Luminary Memorials there, and everyone lights them, and you just kind of gather around and just take a beat, take a minute, and just, you know, have a moment of silence and just take a second and remember everyone that is no longer here during the holiday season that we wish were.
Yeah, we have a lady that sends us money and she buys four of them for in memory of her loved ones, but they're not buried at the Helper Cemetery. And she just asks us to put them on a grave that's not decorated. And so we just go choose a grave that looks like it needs some a little bit of light shined on it.
Yep, absolutely. Then we come up to some of the biggest events and kind of the wrap up of Helper's Christmas Town.
Well, the next week, on that weekend, on the 6th and 7th, we start off our day with the chili dinner. And again, like I a lot of people still tell me they've never heard that we do a chili dinner. It's been a staple of the whole 35 years, you know. And I tell people, if you haven't tasted Brenda's chili, it's homemade chili. Trust me. Like, she bakes all the beans. It's not out of the can. I've watched her assemble it. It's just delicious, you know. And we don't have just chili. There's kielbasa, nachos, and it's all a la carte, so you don't have to get something you don't want. And if you don't like chili, then go have a kielbasa, you know. And
right.
We have baked goods and everything. And so, and then at the chili dinner and then our breakfast with Santa, we usually do a drawing, but this year we're doing a silent auction. And so go check out the silent auction things and come bid on them. And it's just a fundraiser for us to continue the money we raise. Mostly goes towards the fireworks. They're expensive. And so that's what all of our fundraising events are for.
So the chili dinner takes place both nights, Friday and Saturday. So the idea is you go to the Helper Civic Auditorium, you get something delicious to eat, because why not make a night of it? Take the whole family up to Helper, go get dinner, then make your way on down to Main Street and find yourself a really nice spot and watch the parade, because the parade takes place both nights, Friday and Saturday. Now, Saturday morning is the breakfast with Santa. So that is the very final event that you can participate in with the breakfast with Santa Saturday morning. Then we've got the parade Saturday night. And then that's it. Helper Christmas Town is over with for the entire year.
Well, fireworks
but
on Saturday. Yeah.
Yes, so we've got the parade Saturday night and then the fireworks. But we've got, Mark, you've got to tell everybody everything.
So it's been a little behind the scenes happening, but we got official word midweek last week that a film company came down and scouted Helper about a month and a half ago. And I kind of convinced them to kind of change it to do it during the winter and have our parade as basically one of the characters of their movie. And so they're going to come down. They're going to film the parade on Saturday. You won't know what's going on. They have a way of doing it. The actors will be mic'd up, and I can't wait to see what it turns out to be. And they're primarily going to come back and film the rest of the movie in Helper. It's directed by Amy Redford, and if that last name sounds familiar, it's Robert Redford's daughter. And so we are just super excited. So who knows, wherever the location that they decide on Main Street, you might be an extra. Float builders, like, we need people to just make this a great parade. It's our 35th celebration. And then on top of that, you might be featured in a movie.
You might be an extra and you won't even know it. So how cool is that? So make sure to come on out Friday and Saturday, chili dinner. Head on over to the Helper Civic Auditorium, and that is going to be taking place from 4 to 7 p.m. Then we've got the parade that takes place Friday and Saturday, kicks off at 7 p.m. both nights.
We try to do it sharp. Yeah, right sharp, on the dot.
Right on the dot. But, you know, there's always fun stuff going on before that. So, Mark, I mean, it's always a party. Always a party.
Come find Mallory. She makes it a party.
We got to make it fun. We've always got Christmas music blasting in the streets, and Mark, make sure to hook me up with tons of super fun things for the kids. And I think that they have so much fun because they're dancing in the streets. They're catching goodies and candies and glow sticks and necklaces. And it literally is. It's not just a parade. This is an event.
It is a huge event. And people don't realize, because sometimes you're just standing on Main Street and you just see the little area around you. But I've driven down the parade route, especially on Saturday night. It's crazy how many people are just shoulder to shoulder out watching this parade. I've said it before. We've had a person that did statistics. They said over the two nights of the parade, over 8,000 people come and see the parade, because people come from everywhere.
It's true.
We get people from up north, around the surrounding areas, and even from out of state.
Yeah, it is crazy. And then, of course, the second night of the fireworks, if you can only make it to one night of the parade, like, if you're thinking, my schedule is just jam-packed, I can only make it to one night, make it Saturday.
definitely Saturday. Saturday's the you can make a whole full tradition out of Saturday of the parade. You can go to breakfast with Santa, then go back to chili dinner, then parade and those fireworks. And they're going to be broadcasted on
95.3 The Peak. So what you do is you watch the parade, then you hop in your car or stay on Main Street. Doesn't matter because we have the music blasting up and down Main Street. And tune your radios to 95.3 The Peak. The music plays. You watch the fireworks show. It's all a synchronized show. And it's absolutely incredible. And Mark, hats off to you and the entire committee because you guys do an incredible job every single year.
Well, thank you.
It's going to be a great show. And Mark, if people want more information, maybe they want to put in a float this year because that is crucial. We need floats.
Our applications are in at utahschristmastown.com. That's Utah's with an S. Or you can call me at 435-650-4180. We will also have a full page spread in the ETV this week newspaper. So you can get your application in there. Even the Luminary application will be in there. So there's some locations you can get the information that you need.
Absolutely. And we'll also have all the links on our website as well, castlecountryradio.com. So you can head on over to our website and we'll have the float application. We'll have everything, just links on our website as well to make it super easy. So utahschristmastown.com. Head on over to the website, find all the information that you need. Get floats put into this year's parade. And Mark, I think the best piece of advice for anyone thinking about putting in a float, it does not matter what it looks like in the daylight.
Nope.
It can be the ugliest float ever.
Look at it at night. People just want to see like those magical lights just floating down the road. And you just need to focus on what it looks like at night.
Yep,
trust me.
Exactly. As long as it's got some Christmas lights on it, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And you can put a float together as a family, as a neighborhood, as a business. It doesn't matter what you put a float together as, just an individual. Throw floats in this year's parade. It is the 35th annual. Let's make it huge, especially because there's going to be a movie being filmed this year during the parade. We definitely want to show up, Castle Country. Let's make sure that they understand how incredible this town is. So let's get as many floats as we can in this year's parade. Mark, is there anything else? Did we forget anything?
That's it. Just come out, support us, and then have a good time.
Absolutely. Well, don't forget, head on over to utahschristmastown.com for additional information. We'll have all the links on our website as well, castlecountryradio.com. That has been Mark Montoya with the 35th Annual Helper Utah's Christmastown Festival Committee. More to come, so keep it here, Castle Country Radio.